You are listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. I am your guest host this hour, Matt the Electrician, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. This hour, I am going to play nothing but what I want to play. It's my KUTX. And we're going to start off with a sometime Austin resident, currently in Venice, California. One of my favorites, one of my dear friends, Tom Freund with Bombshell.
Jenny, walk away. Leave and don't come back. You stole my brother's address book. And you bothered all the women in it. The dying love, the jealous love.
Tom Freund. I think it was 1997. I had just moved to Austin the year before, and my wife and I were wandering down 6th Street. It was maybe our second, maybe our first. It may have been our first South by Southwest experience. And we're walking down the street, deciding what to go see, and a woman ran up to us and said, what are you going to do right now? What are you doing right now? And we said, we don't know. And she said, okay, you're coming with me. We're going to go see Tom Freund. We'd never heard of him. And we walked into Babes on 6th and just a dark, smoky room. And there was Tom Freund with a stand-up bass and Chris Searles on the drums. And they were doing a cover version of Cry Baby Cry by the Beatles. And absolutely blew our minds. And I've been a huge fan of Tom's ever since. And a couple years later, I got to meet him at the Hole in the Wall in Austin. And we started hanging out and playing together. And we did a couple of tours on the West Coast together. And over the course of touring with Tom, discovered that we both had grown up listening to a lot of Taj Mahal. It was a huge influence on both of us as songwriters and as performers. And I want to play you a Taj Mahal song. This is one of my favorites. It was one of my dad's favorite songs. He kind of turned me on to it when I was a kid. It wasn't until years later that I realized it may have had references that weren't super kid friendly, but nonetheless, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. So take a giant step.
Though you fled at love and law, and sorrows turn your heart to frost, I will mend your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up and morning smile. It's time, you felt like that again. There is just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again, love at last. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind. And take a giant step outside your mind. You stare at me with disbelief. You say for you there's no relief. But girl, I swear it won't do you no harm. Don't sit there in your lonely room just looking back inside that gloom. Mama, that's not where you belong. Come with me, I'll take you where the taste of alive is green. And every day, hold on, one that just got to be seen. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind. And take a giant step outside your mind. Though you've played with love and loss, the sorrows have turned your heart to frost, I will melt your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up in the morning smile. It's time, you felt like that again. There is just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again and love and laugh. Come with me, leave your yesterday behind. And take a giant step outside your mind.
That was Take a Giant Step by Taj Mahal. This is Matt the Electrician on KUTX. I'm not sure why, but they're allowing me to hang out with you here on KUTX on the radio and play the songs that I want to play. They may come to regret that decision at some point down the line. Nonetheless, right here and right now, that's what's happening. So when I was a young songwriter, I'd just started writing songs. I was 15 years old, started playing the guitar, and grew up listening to a lot of Taj Mahal and Paul Simon and Arlo Guthrie and all sorts of other kind of folk songwriters, and really ignored a lot of the current modern music that was going on at the time. And at the time, kind of thought that there wasn't anything going on new that was acoustic enough for me as a writer. And I remember when this song came out, there was a video on MTV for Michael Penn's song No Myth. And although it's not necessarily super folky, I just remember it as the first time I kind of saw a current writer at the time playing an acoustic guitar, you know, on TV and as part of the song. And that really kind of changed a lot for me, and made me feel like there was more that was possible in the realm of kind of writing with an acoustic guitar. And I felt like Michael Penn was doing something a little bit different than everything else that was going on.
To untie. What if I were only on your black jeans? What
That was Michael Penn with No Myth. And this is Matt the Electrician. And up next, Poi Dog Pondering, Living with the Dreaming Body, The Reason I Moved to Austin, Texas. That was Poi Dog Pondering with Living with the Dreaming Body. And I was just remembering when I first moved to Austin in 1996. I remember going to the Half Price Books, the old one that was near campus up on Guadalupe. And I remember thinking that maybe the line about Robbins drunk in the metaphysical section, it occurred to me that maybe that line was, you know, maybe it happened there. Maybe it actually happened at that Half Price Books. And I remember being kind of starstruck walking around the Half Price Books. That's kind of sad. I moved to Austin because of Poi Dog Pondering. I bought their first record my last year in high school. And years later, knowing nothing else about Austin, seriously nothing else. I had never heard of any of the other writers or musicians that had kind of come out of here or made this place home. And Poetog Pondering as a band was not even living here anymore. Nonetheless, I loaded up my car up in Oregon and drove all the way down here, just based on that information. This is Matt the Electrician, and you are listening to KUTX. I'm going to play a song right now by a friend of mine and a singer-songwriter who I met here in Austin. Played a show with her at Flipnotics years ago. Somebody else set it up. I had never heard her before, and she kind of blew me away. And her name is Nicole Reynolds, and this is a tune called Oats and Barley.
Boys, the storm is blowing through. Come on down to the broken cup. We will all wait there with you. In the morning there'll be signal flags, chrome, yellow, red, and blue. All hail the valiant engineer. All hail this ragged crew. Tell everybody we will meet. Tell everybody. Tell everybody. Tell everybody in this fleet. The old crow rattles from a hollow chest with his peg leg and his chain. See that the captain doesn't fall when he bends in to speak again. Well, I hear tell it's just as well if a storm cloud follows you. Go on down to the broken cup. They will all be there for you. Down at the far end this street. Tell everybody, tell everybody, tell everybody we will meet. The girl with the sawtooth smile and a voice like glowing coal. And she sings that song about going home where the rippling waters flow. Petals fall down from her lips, velvet petals on a pine wood floor. Let me see your face again, I won't ask anymore. Tell everybody on your street. Tell everybody. Tell everybody. Tell everybody. Let us meet. Batten down the hatches, boys. A storm is blowing through. All hail the valiant engineer, all hail this ragged crew. In the morning there'll be signal flags, chrome, yellow, red and blue. Tonight we're down at the broken cup, and we're waiting here for you.
That was Austin's own Lee Barber with Broken Cup. And Lee is one of my dear friends and I believe one of the best songwriters that we have in this town. And that was his, Broken Cup was from his last record. And Lee grew up in Mississippi and went to college in Louisiana. And that was his Katrina ode, I believe. Before that, it was Nicole Reynolds with Oats and Barley. And this is Matt the Electrician, and I have taken over here at KUTX. And I was thinking that maybe with this hour, I mean, there's only so many songs I can play for you in an hour. And the process, going through the process of picking these songs was it was terrible. There's hundreds and hundreds of songs I would love to play for you, but I had to pare it down. And I thought I would be remiss if I didn't include some jazz music, because before I started writing songs, I played the trumpet since I was 5 years old. I went to college and studied trumpet, and I played in a lot of jazz groups, and so have listened to a lot of that growing up. And this is a version of a pretty famous standard, Lullaby of Birdland. This is one of my favorite versions, and there's a lot of versions out there. But this one was done by The Velvet Fog, Mel Torme.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever seen two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we'll make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, one more kiss and then we'll go. Flying off to Birdland high in the sky up above, just because we're in love. Ba ba da ba da da do di do, ba ba di da do da. We do 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 da ba 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 di ba, ba di di ba. We da 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 ba ba da 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 di di do do di do ba do di da do da. Ba 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 da da do 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 da ba ba di da. Ba ba da 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 ba da ba da ba o ba bo. Ba 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 we ba da ba da ba ba da bi ba ba ba. Da 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 da.
Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, one more kiss and then we'll go flying off to Birdland, high in the sky up above. Just because we're in love, lullaby a birdland, whisper low, one more kiss and then we'll go flying off to birdland, high in the sky up above. Just because we're in love, lullaby, lullaby, lullaby.
That was Mel Torme with his version, one of his versions, of Lullaby of Birdland. You're listening to KUTX, and this is Matt the Electrician. And KUTX is letting me play you songs for about an hour. And so far, I'm having a really good time. If you like what I am playing, or if something I have said is untrue, which is often the case, and you want to correct me, send an email to musicnews@kutx.org. And make sure you put my name in the subject line, Matt the Electrician. I was going through the process of pulling together some songs for you, and one of the bands that I came across, and this is maybe, I was thinking about it the other day, I think this may be the first music that I ever put on by myself. When I was 4 or 5 years old, my parents gave me access to their record collection, taught me how to put an album on the turntable, and I had the big headphones. And I'd plug them in and sit on the floor in front of the record player and listen to whatever I could find in their record collection. And I remember putting on a record by the Coasters. And for weeks and weeks after, that was all I listened to, just over and over again. And when my little brother got older, he would join me and we'd each have an ear of the headphones. Anyway, this is the Coasters from 1957. This was actually one of their first songs they released, and the Coasters were a band that a lot of the songs were written by Lieber and Stoller. Some of their hits like Yakety Yak and Charlie Brown, I think a lot of people are familiar with. This song was a B-side to their very first single, Searchin', and it's called Youngblood, and it features one of my favorite tenor saxophone players, King Curtis.
I saw her standing on the corner, a yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't keep myself from shouting, look at there.
Look at there, y'all.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Youngblood.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Youngblood. 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 I can't get you out of my mind. What crazy stuff. She looked so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. Met her dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
Y'all the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
Remember when you walk away.
voice that speaks so loudly. We can only listen. We can only listen. Would it be easier beneath the sun, where apples fall and rivers run? To you in the silence, it all comes through. Oh, then we wouldn't have to speak. And all you hear is my heartbeat. We cannot choose the ones we love when our hearts they speak so loudly. We can only listen. We can only listen. We can only listen.
That is Ruth Moody with We Can Only Listen. And before that, The Coasters with Youngblood. This is Matt the Electrician, and I am a guest DJ here on KUTX. That Ruth Moody song, if there are those of you who do not know who Ruth Moody is, she is one third of the Canadian folk trio called the Waylon Jennies. And Ruth has a couple of her own solo CDs out. These days. That record, her first solo record, that song was from, it was a record that just kind of stayed on repeat for me for about a year. Just really, really loved it. And I got the opportunity to do a show with Ruth at the Cactus Cafe, I think about a year ago, and got to sing a duet with her, that song. And anyway, it's one of my favorite songs. It was very fun to be able to do that. And for the next couple of songs, and that one included, I wanted to play songs by artists that I kind of that I've only discovered maybe in the last 5 or 6 years. And it just so happens that most of them are friends of mine also now, and I get to play with them sometimes, and I get to hang out with them. And but I'm also just deep down, I'm just a fan, and I love what they do. And I'm so fortunate in Austin to be surrounded by so many great writers. But I also think that there's writers that are kind of all over the country and all over the world that not everybody gets to hear all the time, that are pretty amazing in their own right. And so I wanted to play some of those artists for you. And the one I have next is a dear friend of mine who I honestly believe is one of the better writers in the United States today. Her name's Anais Mitchell, and in the last several years, aside from putting out her own records, she has written and put out a folk opera called Hadestown on Righteous Babe Records. And she recently released a record of child ballads, a duets record she did with her friend Jefferson Hamer, that's pretty astounding. And I think of Anais as a songwriter and as an artist, but also as an academic. And the amount of research she does as a writer is astounding to me. But it also inspires me kind of daily to dig a little deeper on everything that I'm working on. And this is a song that I first heard in a hotel room at a music conference years ago. And it's on her most recent solo release. And when I heard this record, it really got me deep down when I heard this song. It has a lot of imagery about a father, a father figure, and there's a imagery about sawdust, and my own father is a carpenter and was for 40 years and a contractor. And so this song just really gets me. I'm gonna play the song, and then I'm just gonna sit here and cry, and you guys can do whatever you need to do and judge me however you need to. This is Matt the Electrician, and this is Anais Mitchell with He Did.
Love you, love you, love you. He did, he did, he did. He stood high above you. You were just a little kid. Your daddy was a farmer. His back was burnished red and gold. And every time he closed his eyes, a rooster crowed. He sowed 100 rows. What's your life?
To fill. down on the corner of what I walk and what I tend to get. Did drinking, dreaming of you. I let the ashtray smoke my last cigarette. And once I had a casual acquaintance with my impending doom, and years ago she promised me someday soon. But how I've moved from room to room. I ain't been transcending much or nothing. I've been down in it. I ain't free. We're no experiment. These 7 years they went like a life out of me. And clowning on the corner of almost gone, and maybe not just yet, there's still a little left to pawn. And the bones aren't set, the cast is slack, the plaster's wet. Stepping off the escalator, hell, I am out of here. Past the predetermined terminals of tears, the wings are warm, the runway's clear. But I ain't transcending much or nothing. I've been down in it. I ain't free. We're no experiment. These 7 years they went like a life out of me. Maybe all the world's a hollow recreation, my desperate brethren, a hallabaloo hallucination. We play to win. Put your right foot out, put your right foot in. But it's a useful little illusion. It'll lose you for a song in the beautiful confusion you've been down and counting on. And it's a useful little illusion. It'll lose you for a song in the beautiful confusion you've been down and counting on. And I ain't transcending nothing. I'm still down in it. I ain't free. We're no experiment. Hell, every tear was rent like a life, like a life out of me. Down on the corner of what I want, what I tend to get, day drinking and dreaming of you. I let the ashtray smoke my last cigarette.
That was Corey Brannan with The Corner off one of my favorite records this year, Mutt, on Bloodshot Records. And you're listening to KUTX, and this is Matt the Electrician, and wow, this has been really cool. It went by very fast, and there's so many thousands of songs in the world. I suggest you go out and find more of them if you can, and continue to listen to KUTX. You'll probably hear all sorts of great stuff. I just wanted to say thanks for listening, and I've had a really good time doing this. I personally have a new CD that is just coming out. It's called It's a Beacon, It's a Bell, and it's a solo acoustic record. I'm very excited about that. I'm sure you can find that anywhere around town that you look. I hope you enjoyed listening to me for the last hour, and Please don't fact check any of the things I've said. Just take my word that they're probably correct. And you are listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD 2, 90.5, and KUTX.org, community supported radio from UT Austin. And I am going to leave you with one of my favorite songwriters of all time, and maybe the reason that I started writing songs at all. And this is Paul Simon, one of his most underrated records, Hearts and Bones, a song called Train in the Distance, and this is a demo version that was only released in the last couple of years. Thanks again for listening.
She was beautiful as southern skies the night he met her. She was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time, he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while they fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. Now the man and the woman, they remain in contact, let us say it's for the child. But disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations on but from time to time, he makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven.